This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Groups representing civil rights, labor, the arts, minorities, and others in Belgium have come together to protest a new deportation law passed quietly there, allowing the government to deport legal residents on the mere suspicion of engagement in terror or for presenting a risk to public order or national security without a conviction or judicial action. There are now 500,000 veterans in the U.S. with less than honorable discharges, including more than 100,000 from Iran and Afghanistan. A new Veterans Administration policy will allow those who can attribute their struggles to service-related health problems, including PTSD and traumatic brain injuries, to seek care at VA emergency rooms. Those with honorable discharges will still be barred. The Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act of 1985 law requires hospital emergency departments to treat all comers. A landslide through an enormous garbage dump on the outskirts of the capital of Ethiopia killed at least 35 waste pickers and their families working and living at the dump. The United States has now spent $8.5 billion to battle narcotics in Afghanistan. 33 states now use performance-based funding for state colleges and universities, meaning that they divide up appropriations in part by looking at outcomes that might include graduation rates, debt loads, or graduates in high-demand fields. Wall Street Journal analysis of data shows that a 62-year-old earning $18,000 a year would see a bump in annual premiums for health insurance of more than $10,000 in 41% of the counties won by Trump last November and 28% won by Clinton. Under a Seattle City Council ordinance that took effect in January, the Teamsters Union is trying to organize 10,000 Uber drivers in the city. The company is producing podcasts and other anti-union messages about being a partner with the driver, though the driver pays for all gas, insurance, and repairs. Congressional Budget Office says 24 million could lose health insurance coverage and it would save $33.7 billion per year. In 10 years, by 2026, 52 million would be uninsured compared with 28 million under Obamacare. Premiums would increase in 2018 and 2019 by between 15 and 20%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.